Okay, if you just want to take a stretch break, if you took yoga this morning, just stretch a little bit, get up, wiggle it out, and then if you want to share, you just need to come up to the stairs. We kind of just form a line over there to the right and come on up, and then on the podium there is the form and a pen for you to sign, and if you're going to share, to please sign it. And if you don't, Karen's going to tackle you before you leave the stage so that we make sure you can come up here. The timer will again chime when your 3 minutes are up, so you know that. The timer would chime, okay? So, thank you.
Oh. Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a compulsive overeater. First, I would just like to thank everyone for their inspiring and motivating and honest shares. It was really good to be here. Good way to end the conference for me. My relapse has not been about breaking my abstinence as much as it's been about my food just kind of growing. And I had a total hip replacement 6 months ago and had some problems afterwards that really made me very inactive. And only over the past maybe 3 weeks I've been able to do any kind of meaningful physical activity. So my bottom line abstinences, which have been no weed and no binging after 7:30 at night, have really stayed intact during this period of time. But somehow 15 pounds grew on me. I don't know how that happened. I know, and I've learned from being here this weekend that I have two issues that had been on my original fourth step, and keep coming back, sort of like a bad case of heartburn. And I know that I gotta go home, and I've gotta take care of these two issues in the best way I can by doing a fifth step and then taking it all the way to making amends. And they're hard things, and but I feel that I've got the strength and what I need and a higher power to help me get through those two things. I really feel like the two things I want to work on, besides those two things, are really staying connected to my higher power. And I feel like everyone's shares this weekend have given me a lot of courage and ideas of how to do that in a good way. And probably the bottom line for that is honesty in not just my program and my food, but honesty in everything that I do. So thank you for allowing me to share today.
Hi, good morning. My name is Rob. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rob.
I also want to thank the speakers for their service. I could relate to so much what I heard. I've been a member of OA for about 6.5 years, and I've been abstinent for about 5 of those years, but not in a row. So, you know, after a couple of years of abstinence, I had a pretty nasty relapse that lasted for a year, just about a year. I had dropped about 70 pounds from the weight I came in with. I gained about 60 of those 70 pounds back in that year. I couldn't get more than, you know, a few days or a few weeks of abstinence during that year. I tried to work with a couple of different sponsors, and I just wasn't willing. It was awful. You know, it was horrible. I wanted to die during that year. I didn't leave program. I kept coming to meetings, and I'd sit there and be miserable and be jealous of the people who were abstinent, and I'd share about how awful everything was. And one thing is people were really loving during that time because they understood. and I was encouraged. You know, I was accepted for what I was going through and the feelings I had, and was welcomed and told to keep coming back. And after, you know, again, I can't say how I got out of it, but I hit bottom. I finally got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I called another sponsor, and he's been my sponsor now for the last 3 years. And the one thing I did want to say, though, is I think Karen touched on this, is when I look back now, I do not regret my relapse at all. It was horrible. I hated it. You know, I don't recommend it to anyone. If you're not in relapse, don't do it. But when I look back now, you know, my recovery, my spiritual awakening, my program, my life, just was sort of launched to whole new levels when I did come out of it. And I have to just accept that as that was part of my higher power's plan, because the long-term results of having to go through that were actually very positive. I wouldn't know it then, but that's why, you know, my higher power works in mysterious ways. I couldn't guess where things were going to go. But yeah, today, is as painful as it was, I don't regret having to go through that pain. More recently, I'll tell you that shortly before what would have been my third birth date last month, I reset my abstinence date again. So today I stand here with 47 days of abstinence. There wasn't thank you. It wasn't sort of a real gross relapse like last time. It was more like repeated incident. I'll wrap up. But it was repeated incidents of dishonesty with my food and not wanting to tell my sponsor about it, and just not feeling sober anymore. And only, I think, because of the experience I had a few years ago and knowing what happened as a result, the good things that happened as a result, I had the courage to say, you know, maybe if I do relaunch, sort of, I'll go even higher. You know, I made it to the stratosphere this time. Maybe I'll make it to outer space next time, you know, the fourth dimension. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm a compulsive overeater. I've been in relapse for quite a while now. It feels like since my son was born, which was about 4 years ago, I've been in program for about 9 years. But I really responded to what was said at one point about this kind of pulling away from God being part of losing your abstinence, which I didn't really consider. I really had it focused around food. I have two stepdaughters, and when I met them is when I started to disconnect with God. Before that, I was living by myself for quite a while, and I got so much out of coming into program. I really created a life for myself. It was so terrifying to do things like say, I'm going to be myself with all these friends that I have, and I might lose them by being myself, because I was never myself. I was always the person that other people wanted me to be. And that was terrifying, terrifying, terrifying. But I had no choice. If I wanted to get abstinent, I had to do that. And it was wonderful. But when it came to saying, I'll be the person that I am with my stepkids, that I couldn't do, or I haven't been able to do yet. It's been 7 years. Seven years since I met them. And even though I didn't really lose my abstinence at that time, that was like the first pulling away. And then when my son was born, it really kind of broke the fabric, because I don't trust God to not destroy me. I grew up with a father with a terminal illness. It was very, very difficult. And as a child, I was in many ways able to handle it, some ways basically through food. I didn't realize how much it would terrify me to have a child and know that these things are possible. When people say, oh, there's a million to one chance something like that could happen, could say my life is about those million to one chances. My father had a very rare illness that hits almost nobody. So I don't, that doesn't make me feel any better when people say that. So basically, I don't have faith in my higher power. And if I can't turn to my higher power, I have a tendency for comfort to turn to food. I've never left program. I believe in program, and I know that program works. But it's very hard for me. I haven't given up the food, to some extent being my higher power, I guess. I'll just wrap up by saying what I wrote here is I have little faith, and without a higher power that I trust to turn to, I turn to food and comfort. When food is my comfort, a lot of my old ways of being and thinking come back. The self-judgment, the irritation, the impatience, the twisted perfectionism that makes me both paralyzed and become disgusted with myself. I'm so resistant. The days that I get on my knees and pray go more smoothly, and yet I am so unwilling. It often doesn't feel worth it. Rather than ask for the willingness to be willing, I berate myself for not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, like a little kid who obstinately refuses to do her homework. So I'm still, I'm still having a hard time meeting myself on my own terms and even accepting the fact of the place where I'm at. But I know that program is here, and if I keep showing up, eventually, hopefully, I'll get to that place if I keep asking. Thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Ruth, compulsive overeater. I'm just going to hold this because I don't want to duck. I didn't expect to be speaking this weekend in front of a bunch of people and certainly not being recorded. But I can definitely relate to this topic. I've been in and out of programs since I was in my 20s, which is a long, long time ago. And I've had a lot more years of binging than of abstinence. And for a long time, I was able to sort of have it where I never really gained back to my top weight because I would run back to program or run back to a weight loss program in addition to it or something and just kind of, you know, stay within this sort of 15, 20-pound range. So I'd gain some weight, but I wouldn't necessarily explode out of my clothes. Well, in the last few years, I had major, major losses in my life, and I have to thank Karen publicly, wherever she is, because she's been a real, you know, I definitely related. I had a suicide, the death of both parents. I lost my job. I lost my house. I basically joked that I lost everything but weight. And I gained like 35 pounds and, you know, suddenly I didn't look the way I looked and I couldn't fit into my clothes and I still can't fit into my clothes. I have a closet full of things I can't wear and it's been very, very humbling. And I went to the event Friday evening and I come from a theatrical background, and don't ask me why, but I left and binged. You know, maybe I am missing being in the theater, maybe I'm wishing I had been doing something different, whatever, you know, participating in it, whatever it was. And it wasn't even a good binge. It was a sucky binge. And, you know, it was like ice cream that had been frozen and refrozen or something, and it was disgusting. But I ate every last bit of it because, A, I bought it, you know, and I'm hoping that it's my last binge. I'm hoping. I keep saying that. I keep thinking if I, you know, fall this much farther, like, this has got to be it. This has got to be bottom, you know. And mercifully, I haven't had to go back to my top weight. But I'm a very vain person, and even to be carrying around the weight that I am is very, very hard for me. And not just the vanity of it, but now I'm having some health issues, which I've never had health issues. My mom had a massive stroke at 64. She was bedridden for more than 16 years before she died. My dad had heart disease. I've had cancer all over the place in my family. I cannot afford to be messing with my health, and yet I keep doing it. So I belong here. I'm a card-carrying member. And thank you very much for letting me share.
Hear me? Oh, thank you. I am Rebecca, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rebecca.
A relapse survivor in recovery. I first came to OA, I've been in OA for 31 years. When I first came in, I got abstinent my first night, lost all my weight, and kept it off for about 10 years. And then I was involved in a shuttle, like they take you to the airport and the hotel's accident. And I was homebound for about six. This happened in Chicago where my job would take me to. And I was homebound for about 6 months. And that is the only time I did not attend meetings. I always like to say it because, you know, Roseanne would always say that, you know, she never left. She came back, skinny, fat, in the middle. And after the accident, I just couldn't, I would do this, I would do that, and I would go to meetings, and I didn't have to, but I did change sponsors. And, I mean, she's a fantastic sponsor, but then I heard that, you know, your sponsor is supposed to have a sponsor, and I found out she didn't have a sponsor, so then I was told I needed to find one that had one. And I found one, and I could not try to figure out my abstinence or when it began or what. I went to, I'm from Texas, the Houston, Galveston area, and Dallas, our neighbor upstate, has a convention every year. And they were having, this particular year it was Region 3, which means we have people there from seven different states. And I found a sponsor. And I always jokingly tell people that Dallas was having a great big birthday party for me because that was on my belly button birthday. And anyway, so then I decided that I would just use that day because I found my sponsor. In the past, I was not consistent in calling my sponsor every day. Well, I have called my sponsor every day except when I couldn't have any service. And I am so glad. I'm not where I need to be. I need to lose about another 20 pounds, but I just want to say that for me, calling my sponsor every day, attending at least two or three meetings a week. Sometimes one day I said, oh my gosh, I've been to five meetings already, and my Saturday morning meeting, which is my home meeting, I haven't gone to. I kind of easily said, oh, well, I'm not going because I've already got five meetings this week, but I went, and I'm so glad that I did. And I'm not going anywhere, and like I said, I'm just so glad that I never, and y'all are so lucky, those that are from here, because you just drive here. I fly from Texas. I've been coming, this must be about my, I didn't make it last year because I was in the hospital, but I have so much fun and look forward to the birthday party, and I want to thank y'all for having the birthday party, and I will listen to some wonderful speakers this weekend. So just keep coming back. Go to meetings. Call your sponsor. Thank you.
My name is Marilyn.
I'm a compulsive overeater, currently recovering from relapse. My life today is blessed beyond all measure. I have a mentor on the program, and every time I say, Sharon, how are you? That's what she says. And she believes it. She's almost as old as I am, which is 82 years, okay? The only reason I am still able to, with the help of a couple of chairs, get up those stairs is you guys. About 5 years ago, I was 10 pounds away from regaining every pound I had lost on this program. And my kind of overeating was slip sliding around. 2-3 days in, 2-3 days out, or a really excessive meal. Too much. Yeah, two dinner rolls, right. Got it. I've been there, done that. And my doctor had 3 times suggested a particular commercial weight loss program. And about the 3rd time, I said to myself, what the hell? What have I got to lose? That's been a major factor in my recovery because it gave me a food plan I can live with and a way of living with it without exceeding the boundaries that it sets up. It includes accountability. And oh, yeah, folks, I've been at goal weight there for 1.5 years. I still go in every week and weigh in, attend the meeting there as well, because I don't want to lose it. It's been too hard coming. What I always wanted here was stability, to quit the yo-yoing. When I was slender, which was from about the age of 22 to 40, someplace in there, I yo-yoed. It was the same 6 pounds up and down. Both of them, I was really pretty slim. And that stopped working too. So here I was in program doing the same thing, never doubting that people here knew what they were doing, but I had to see it. So luckily I was sent to Region 2 as an intergroup rep. And here are all these people running around skinny as rails and talking programs, spiritual solutions, and you can do it, so can I. There's a little bit of that factor going, but I used to believe that you had to deal with the substance first and then you move on to the steps. The topic of that particular assembly was surface is slimming. So I went back and I got into service. You know, it started. I firmly believe that my higher power has orchestrated my recovery. And that that higher power continues, that somehow my higher power isn't through with me yet. And I think today I believe that it really isn't over until after the fat lady sings. So perspective and attitude and all these things have given me life beyond my wildest dreams. And my heart is here in 12 Step Within. Thank you for having this.
Hi, I'm Janet. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I came to my first meeting at Crescent Heights in 1971. And I can really identify with all the people who wish that they had abstinence going back to when they first came. I have experienced success in this program of losing weight 3 times, about 80 pounds each time. Back then it was 100 pounds I have to lose. Now it's 200 pounds I have to lose. My recent difficulties, I was maintaining a 40-pound weight loss for many years. And in the last 5 years, you know, there's no excuse for not working the program or not recovering, but it is harder when we're losing people we love. when I came in here, I was losing people I love to cancer, and that's what I've been going through the last few years. Some of you may have known John R. He lost 300 pounds in this program. He kept 300 off for 10 years and 200 off for about 20 more. And I was taking care of, he was my dearly beloved. We couldn't marry because of certain circumstances, but we were constant companions for 26 years, and I've been taking care of him. At home, pretty much for the last 2 years, he was my baby in a romantic sense, and then he became my baby in a real sense. And so I didn't go to very many meetings, but the people in this program are the best people on the planet Earth. They were there for me in every way I needed, as well as the people I worked with and retired. Because of this program, I have enough emotional recovery that the people I work with still call me on my birthday. They were there for me during that time, did for me what I couldn't do for myself. And anyway, I just want to share that this program does work. I know it, and I heard today that there's such a thing as faith, but then there's also such a thing as evidence. I have evidence. I intimately knew someone who kept 300 pounds off and lost it the old-fashioned way. No surgery. No drugs. And I want what he had. I want what I heard here at the meeting. And now it's become a crisis because it doesn't get better in this program. It gets harder. Now I took care of someone who was bedbound, and now I'm getting to the point where I can't get up off my chair. When I came to this program, I was so terrified of men because of a lot of issues in my past that I would literally walk around the block rather than walk in front of a man. And there was a rugby team outside, and I needed to get up out of my chair, so I asked them, and they helped me up. Then I asked this wonderful man here to help me. And that's recovery, you know. That's recovery, that I'm not afraid of you, and that I'm not afraid of men, and that I'm still here. You know, I heard someone say, you know, you can't not to run away from the truth. It's not easy to keep coming back when you're wearing 200 pounds. And you know people who have 40 years experience abstaining. The person who brought me here is my best friend. Okay. And she has 40 years of abstinence from sugar and 75-pound weight loss. For 40 years. It takes a lot of humility and perseverance to keep coming back. But I'm going to. And I hope I see you next year. And I hope I'm not carrying 200 pounds.
Hi, I'm April. I'm a compulsive overeater. Hi, and thank you for the speakers today. It was exactly what I needed to hear. Very, very empowering. I've been an Overeaters Anonymous since 1975. The first 6 years I couldn't get abstinent, but I consider my abstinence from February 11, 1981, and I've lost between 50 and 60 pounds. But you guys talk about imperfection, and I think the way, you know, that moment that I understood was the moment that I accepted my imperfection as a human being. And I just want to remember that the word I want to leave myself with and the word I want to leave you with in case I forget at the end of these 3 minutes is brave. Like that moment that I just finally decided to walk up to a sponsor who I knew was Hitler and just asked for her to guide me, even though I knew it was going to be awful and painful and I wasn't even sure it was correct. There's a moment of courage, but what's on the other side, the back side of it, is just darkness. I already know that dark side. It's, you talk not only about the unrestricted binging, but that self-hatred. It's all a part of it. And so if I already know that on one side is self-hatred and binging, but the other side, I'm not sure what it is going to be, but I'm scared. So I think it is something about being brave. I also think it's about turning a channel in my head that I have no control over. You know, I really think that at some point, the minute before, I might not have been able to be brave. So there I also have to forgive myself until I'm ready. And I have a favorite quote, which is, the place where I am, the place where you are right now, God circled on a map for you. Isn't that wonderful? It's just like, so I just am here. So, okay, so here's how I use that today. And in fact, I used that yesterday, which is, I've had some issues with tension in my neck and headaches. I'm doing some elder care, and it's been a little overwhelming. And so I was driving home the other day, and I was going, you shouldn't be so tense because it's making all this tension. And I just thought, shut up. You're tense. So do you really want to add the shouldn't be tense to the tension? You know, just, so maybe the place where you are right now, God circled on the map for you, you're supposed to be tense. Whatever I'm supposed to be, whatever I am, maybe that's what I'm supposed to be. And there's a tremendous amount of forgiveness and kind of forgiveness that I'm human and that I'm imperfect. I also want to talk a little bit about Roseanne. And what I take away from her life is her tremendous honesty. I think, you know, like for me, I think that just as Karen said, that my message that I will not regret the past, and I get goosebumps too about this, is that the most important part of my message is that I was binging for so long in program. That's the most important. And the most important thing about for me, for about Roseanne, besides the fact that she was brilliant and she was here and she hung out, was she told us as she struggled. I really appreciated that, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
And this is our final speaker.
Hey, everybody. My name is Michael. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Michael.
Good morning, and thank you so much for being here and being in my life and in recovery. Just to qualify, I came into Overeaters Anonymous about, you know, early 2000s, and I came in over 400 pounds. And the amazing thing of it was is that I, you know, when I came in, I was desperate. I needed hope. I needed to borrow somebody else's hope. And it was there at my first meeting that I met a man who reached my life in a powerful way. And he was a man who was still in process himself. And he was a man, and he said, Mike, I'm a walking miracle. He said, I was 706 pounds, and I'm not anymore. And if I did this, you can too. And you know, the funny thing of it is that hope that was borrowed then is the same thing that keeps me coming back, even with my failure today. And I'm just so grateful for the fact that I'm not part of an organization. I'm part of a fellowship. And you know that, you know, I have a relationship. My sponsor's not with us anymore. You know? And, you know, I'm grateful that I can talk about things in my life and some of the losses in my life openly, and yet also borrow hope once again. Coming into program, there was this, like, sort of incredible grace that was given to me. It was just, the air was so thick in those rooms, I felt like I could just cut it with a knife. And I just felt like I was swimming in the atmosphere of recovery. And, just walking, you know, sometimes down the street just with friends and realize that connection was what I needed. I need that again. You know, I need that again. I need to rediscover that. I need to jump in again. And it's always there, you know. And even when it's not there, I'm glad that I have the literature in our program too as well that just reminds me again, you know, things like For Today, which says, you know, when starting, we act as if the power to abstain is already ours. And I'm glad that we understand each other, you know. I've had some setbacks in life, and it's when hope seems like it is gone, that I need you. I need you, and I need the steps. and I need a new changing of the channel in my mind to remind me that hope can return. Thank you.
Thank you all for participating in this workshop. Once again, I would like to thank our speakers and all of you who participated and shared. This is the end of our workshops for the weekend, and the final thing is the closing program, which will begin shortly. So after a moment of silence, is there someone here who would like to lead us in a prayer of their choice?